It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I am speaking to Jason Mayo right now, a teacher at Waterford District Secondary School. Jason, before we go deep diving into some educational questions, can we learn a bit about yourself? Are you from the area? And if not, what brought you to Norfolk County?
I was born and raised in Norfolk County, just outside of Townsend on a pig farm, actually. My parents were farmers. They were always from the area as well. Both of them came from Port Dover. So I've been born and raised here, lived here for most of my life. Moved away a couple years for schooling, but made sure I came back because I loved it here. There's legitimately no folk like Norfolk, so it's really like such a great place to live and so peaceful. And, you know, it's inspiring too, because like there are so many cool people here who are doing great things for the community and for each other. So it's nice to live in an area where people are really like considerate towards each other.
When did you realize that you wanted to be a teacher?
Hilariously enough, my favorite movie is Mary Poppins. And she, no joke, yeah, I have a Mary Poppins umbrella tattoo, and I was in the musical at the Lighthouse Theater, and she taught the children how to do things and how to be better people and, you know, all those things. But she had fun with it, but she was also kind of stern. So I was like, that's who I want to be, you know? I want to help kids. I want to be kind of stern, maybe have a cool umbrella. And so, like, that was a really big inspiration for me as a kid. And then, actually, I had an amazing teacher throughout high school. Lynn Abbey was my English teacher, and she basically was someone I looked up to. And when I went into teaching, she was actually really happy that I went into teaching, and she became my mentor. And she really helped me become better as a teacher, and definitely made me feel better as a human being too. So she was really inspirational to me. So those two women, Mary Poppins and Lynn Abbey.
And I guess yeah. The next question is, how would you describe your teaching style? Were you able to get that Mary Poppins style that you were hoping for?
Yeah, I would say my teaching style is pretty much that Mary Poppins way. Like, it is like plays games, all sorts, practically perfect, but not really. But, like, I love to engage the kids and have fun with them, but also keep them understanding that, like, I'm pretty honest with them. So if things don't go well, I let them know. There's no sugarcoating. There is no spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. Like, it's a lot of truth. And I think the kids appreciate that because I'm straight up with them, right? And it's a more of a realistic relationship as opposed to this, like, you know, putting on airs and being fake. So it's all about being honest and being helpful and, you know, guiding them the way that I think they need to be guided.
How do you make that special connection with students?
I think a lot of it comes from just being genuine and authentic. I think it was difficult in the beginning of my career because I was worried about certain things. Being a gay teacher, like, how is that going to be recognized? Like, how are people going to react to that? And once a couple years in, I was just like, you know what? I just need to be myself because that's what people like, is like the real me. So I was just straight up with kids and straight up with parents and straight up with staff. And I was just, I am who I am. No apologies for that. And I think as soon as I started to live my truth and do those things, I think that's where kids really like buy in, because there's that respect for someone who's willing to just be themselves and like care about other people and ask legitimately, how are you doing? Notice when things aren't right. And just really trying to build those genuine connections while I'm teaching, right? So the curriculum is super important, but kids are going to learn and really buy in if you're like 100% with them, you know? And I think they respect that too, because I don't think that always happens in real life. So I think it's good when you just like legitimately care and are yourself. And I think that's why I connect with them, is because I'm someone who just wants them to be great, you know? And so, like, that's all I want. So if I can help them be better, then that's great for me. And then I also feel great about myself if I can do that. You know, like, I always ask kids, like, how are you doing now? What are you up to? Did you go to school? Oh, you didn't? That's okay. Are you working? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, to me, as long as they're working and they're happy and they're doing the thing that they want to do, then I did a great job, you know?
Let's talk about virtual learning for a little bit. I guess, how was that transition?
Yeah, the world of online teaching has been really interesting for me because I am first and foremost a performer. So I like to get up in front of a class and really turn it on. And I often tell them on the first day, this is a one-man show. I don't need audience participation. But when I do, I'll ask for it, you know? And so it's one of those things where I have been teaching live the whole time. So I'm reading stories with kids online. I'm discussing with them online. Like, I never did anything where I just, like, post work and say, okay, whatever. Even if the kids are working on things, I'm still there. They can still see my face. I'm still talking to them because I think they need that interaction. And to be honest with you, I need that interaction. You know, like, I live alone. This has been a time. So really, they have been my saving grace because it's like I get, you know, 30 people to talk to every day. And that's been really, like, great for me. And it hasn't been ideal. But honestly, the second go has been much better than the first round because there's accountability and the kids know that it does matter. And that really made the world of difference.
Is there a moment you can think back to as a teacher, like a moment with a student or with a parent, something that just really stands out to you as something that's special that happened throughout your career?
Yeah, I think it was when I started teaching at Dover. I had only been teaching for maybe 4 years, and I was now all of a sudden a new drama teacher, and I never taught drama before. And I had this great group of kids in the afternoon, and we were working out of the lighthouse. And it was a pretty rough time for me. I was young and worried that I would do a horrible job, but we were having such a great time together. And then my mother passed away, and it was really rough. But when I came back to school, the kids had this cake, you know, and it had our cast picture on it. And we just sat and, you know, like, we talked about it. And I didn't want to talk to any of the adults about it because I knew it would just be like, hug me and I would cry and it would be a thing. It would just be aggravating, you know. And but the kids, they talked to me about it. They asked questions. And I got to, I know it sounds weird, but I got to teach them about loss. And that moment, I knew I was doing the right thing because I knew I could take life experiences and what we were doing and connect them and be real and genuine with it. And I never felt more like I just lost a family member, but I felt like I gained a class full of family members. So it was so, that was such an important moment for me.